Let me ask you guys, how many of you guys just want to see more of God's favor in your life? I mean, how many of you would say, I just want to see God's favor in my life? And how many people would say, you know, I just don't think I've ever really experienced God's favor? Is that something you'd like? I think we'd all like to find God's favor. We certainly know that it's talked about. We certainly know other people talk about it. It's something that's we hear as a very common phrase when people are talking, you know, about the word, when the word's being taught, or just amongst Christians. We hear that word a lot, you know, the favor of God, the favor of God. But I think a lot of times we don't fully experience. Well, I know a lot of times we don't fully experience God's favor. And maybe some of you feel like you just are out of God's favor. Well, let me read to you from the book of Romans. This is Romans chapter 5. And it's a great word of encouragement on God's favor and walking in and how we do receive and walk in that favor of God. Starting verse number one. It says, therefore, since we are justified, that means acquitted, declared righteous, and given right standing with God through faith, let us grab that fact that we have the peace and the reconciliation to hold on to and enjoy the peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. So we know that we're the righteousness, and that's an important thing. We know that we are righteous through Jesus Christ. Now listen to verse number 2. This is from the Amplified Bible. Verse number 2 says, through him also we have our access, our entrance, introduction, by faith into the grace that is the state of God's favor in which we firmly and safely stand. And let us rejoice and exalt in our hope and experiencing and overjoying the glory of God. The word is telling us about God's favor and is saying that we can walk in. You can walk in. If you're not walking and experiencing God's favor today, if you don't feel like you have that abundance of God's favor, well, right here. Romans chapter 5, verse number 2. Through him, through Jesus Christ also. So that means we're made the righteousness of Jesus Christ. But it's saying, hey, you know what? Furthermore, because this is how it starts out. You are made righteous. A lot of times we think that we don't have God's favor because we feel like we don't deserve God's favor. We know who we are. We know the sinful nature. We know the things that we have failed in. We know our daily failures. And certainly if we were God, we would look at us and we would say, no, it's no way I'm no way I'm blessing that person. And we do think, we kind of make God, well, we tend to think of God thinking the way we would think. We bring him down to our level. That's not God at all. God loves you. God wants to pour out his favor upon you. He wants you to walk in all the full blessings that we have. I used this illustration this past Sunday at a group that I was speaking with, and my wife has a ring that I got for, and it's just a ring that I just saw it. I saw it, and you ever just look at something, and it just made me happy. And I looked at it, and I thought, I just want Donna to have that. So I bought this ring and gave it to her, and I did it just because I wanted her to be happy. I just wanted it for her. It made me happy to give that to her. Now, I think we've all experienced that with people that we love. I mean, think about the times with your spouse, your children, people that are important to you, that you just did something. It doesn't have to be a ring. You just did something. You went above and beyond. You did something. You purchased something for them. And you could not wait. You know what that feels like? When you're just so excited to see them have it, it just makes you happy to see them have it and to see them happy for it. You understand what I'm talking about? Because we've all been there. Well, we're flesh. We're weakness. We're frail. If we, as men, can give good, purely motivated gifts like that, just because it makes us happy to see someone else have it, it just makes us happy. We delight in the fact that we're able to give and pour in to someone else. If I and you, as flesh, as men, if we can do that, why do we think that God can't do that? You know, God gives us things just because it makes him happy. He wants us to be in his favor. He delights in the fact that we have good things. Fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know, sometimes we think that God kind of begrudgingly pours these things out on us, thinking, well, they're really not deserving of that, but I'm going to give it to them anyway. Well, they really don't deserve this, but I kind of begrudgingly, okay, I'll go ahead and I'll give it to them. That's the way we think it is with God. That's not it at all. Jesus tells us that it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. He wants us. You know what? God sent Jesus so that we could have the kingdom, that we could have the good things. And it's his pleasure when you and I walk into it. Listen, I want you to know today that God has favor. You are favored by God. You are favored by God. As his child, you are favored by God. And he wants you to walk in all of that fullness. He delights when you receive that favor from his life. So what does that mean? God's got a ring waiting for you? Well, you know what? It means that God has good things for you. It means he's got good things for if you're looking for a job, a place to be satisfied with, having a satisfying job and a career. God wants you to have that. His favor goes before you in that. If it's trying to go through school, you want to get education, God's favor. You're his child. If you need finances, if you need people in your life, if you need encouragement, whatever it is, you know what? God has the resources for everything, and he delights in you and I receiving it. I want you to know, God favors you, and he wants you to walk in all those joyous things that he's had, that he's purchased for you. And these things have been purchased at a high price. It's been through the blood of his son. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ that these things are purchased. You know, when you pay a lot for something, you want someone to enjoy it. When there's a great cost to you to procure something, and you're going to give that to someone else, you really want them to enjoy it. And you know what? It definitely says that the motivation of your heart is, I just want you to have it. I delight in you having it. That is the way the Father looks at you. Now, you might say to yourself, well, you know, you don't understand. You don't know the sins that I've had in my life. You don't know the defeats, the failures. You don't know the things that I have done that have not been pleasing to God. You're right, I don't know. And I don't want to know. But you know what? God still loves you anyway. That's why in verse number 2 of chapter 5, when it talks about his favor, that's why it's preceded by verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Amplified, it uses the word righteousness. We know that we are made the righteousness of Jesus Christ through him. Therefore, you are justified. How? By faith. And see, this is the key, because if you can believe that you are justified through Jesus Christ, if you can believe that you are made righteousness through Jesus Christ, and you have to believe that, I mean, as his children, if you truly are a child of God, you have to believe. Because if you think your sin and your failures and your weakness is separating you from God, you know what? You're not understanding the relationship that you have and that he established for you through Jesus Christ. You're not understanding the relationship of Jesus who loves you. You're not understanding it at all. If you understand that you are made righteousness and you have peace with God, in other words, that means the sinful nature, the sinful things, the past failures that would cause separation because he is God, it's all washed away and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And you are made justified through him. Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Then you're justified through him. You are justified through him. So that you can enjoy. Again, if you read it through the Amplified Bible, it says that you've been acquitted. You've been declared righteous. You have. If you walk in Jesus Christ, if you accepted him as your Savior, if you acknowledged that by his blood your sins are covered, then you have already been acquitted. You have been declared righteous. If God the Father is declaring you righteous, if Jesus Christ is declaring you righteous, guess what? You're righteous in him. And you're giving right standing with God. How? It's all through faith. You have to believe it. You know, most of us go through our life and most of us go through our Christian experience and our Christian walk acting like we don't really believe that, because we walk around like we don't deserve the favor of God, like we don't deserve the things that he has purchased for us through the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, God the Father loves you. Jesus loves you so much that he laid down his life for you. And he said, he declared. He's declaring it right here. Jesus is the Word. I'm reading you the Word. This is Jesus speaking to you and saying, I've declared you righteous. He is saying, I have given you right standing with God through faith in me, in Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying to you. And that's why it also goes on to say, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation. You have been reconciled. Whatever you think is holding you back from God, whatever you think is holding you back from Jesus Christ, whatever you think is holding you back from that experience and that relationship, it's not. It is only you and I that hold ourselves back. Jesus is saying, you have been reconciled. You have reconciliation. Reconciliation to what end? To hold and to enjoy. He wants you to enjoy the peace that you have with God through Jesus Christ. So it starts off talking about faith. And through faith, you have to know that you are justified. If you don't feel like you're justified today, you know what? You're not operating in faith. And if you're not operating in faith, you're not going to feel and experience that favor that you're looking for. Now let's go to verse 2 again. Through him, through Jesus Christ, also, we have our access. That is our entrance and introduction. How? It's through faith. That same faith that understands that you've been justified and made righteous, that same faith that understands that because Jesus Christ loves you and shed his blood and rose again for you, through that same faith, he gives you the grace that is the state of God's favor. When you walk in faith, when you just simply understand who you are in Jesus Christ, you walk in God's favor. Into the grace that is the state of God's favor, in which we firmly and safely stand. You walk in the favor of God. That means you walk in his abundant blessing. That means all of your needs are already taken care of. You've got to believe it. That's the faith part. You've got to know it and believe it. If you are walking in that faith and know that you are righteous through Jesus Christ, and that means you have relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ, if you believe that and understand that, then you are in that place of grace. That is, that state of being in God's favor. God's favor means he has met every one of your needs. If it's physical, if you need healing, it's already done. If it's financial, it's already done. If it's a job, it's already done. If it's your marriage, it's already done. If it's relationships, it's already done. If it's emotions, it's already done. If it's finances, it's already done. I think I said that one twice. I guess someone didn't hear that twice. Whatever it is that you have need of, it's already done. It is that state of God's favor in which you firmly and safely stand. We need to picture ourselves firmly standing. You know, most of the time we look at ourselves as kind of cowering and going before God or slouching our way towards God. No, we are standing steadfast in these promises. We are standing steadfast in the state of grace. So you can stand up and say that I am standing in the state of Ohio. I am standing in the state. I am a resident of Ohio. He is saying we need to stand up and say that I am the state of grace. That means I am perpetually and always and firmly rooted in the state of grace. That is God's favor. How? Through faith. You need to believe it. You need to believe it. God has already provided it. Jesus made the sacrifice so it can be provided. Now you've got to grab hold of it. You've got to stand firmly and safely. You stand in that place of grace. You stand in that state of grace, God's favor, and you're standing firm, and there is safety there as well as you stand. But you've got to stand. You've got to stand resolute. Boy, so many places the Bible talks about just that. When you have something from God, you've got to stand and stand in it. And let us rejoice. Be thankful. Thank the Lord. Praise him today, even before you see the evidences of that favor, that place of favor from God. Rejoice in him. Exalt the name of Jesus. Lift him up and experience. It says, and let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. He wants you to both experience and to enjoy His glory and His goodness. He wants you to experience and enjoy it today. You know what? We're not enjoying God's favor. He's given it to us. Jesus provided it for us, but we're not enjoying it. He's saying He wants you to both experience it and enjoy His favor. You're His child. You are His child today. Those verses, Romans 5, chapters 1 and 2, those verses are for you.